With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another block in a case against a former president.
Former President Donald Trump's request to delay his hush money trial in New York has been rejected. Jury selection is supposed to start next week. Trump's lawyers wanted the trial postponed while they attempt a change of venue outside of heavily Democratic Manhattan. Trump also wants an appeals court to reverse his gag order in the case. A ruling on that will happen later. Trump had suggested on social media the trial should be moved to Staten Island, the only New York City borough he won in 2016 and 2020. The former president is accused of falsifying his company's records to hide the nature of payments to his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who helped him bury negative stories during his 2016 campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
UConn delivered the latest of its suffocating basketball beatdowns, smothering Purdue last night for a 75-60 win to become the first team since 2007 to capture back-to-back national men's basketball championships. Also at SRNNews.com, plans are being taking shape now for the Republican Party's national convention in Milwaukee this summer.
Hundreds of news media personnel gathered here in Milwaukee for the latest convention update and to finalize technical plans and logistics for the four-day event in mid-July. Organizers said major contracts are in place, including for hotels and transportation. City officials and business owners are hoping for a major economic boost from the GOP convention, which is expected to formally nominate Donald Trump and will take place in fewer than 100 days. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Louisiana's Republican-controlled Senate advanced a bill that would empower state and local law enforcement to arrest and jail people who enter the U.S. illegally. The proposed measure resembles legislation in Texas. The measure next heads to the state house. This is SRN News. A basketball coach now the target of atheists.
Dawn Staley is a Christian, and sometimes after her University of South Carolina women's team plays a game, she will make references to her faith in comments to the media. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has a problem with that. The country's leading atheist group has made a formal demand that the university take disciplinary action against Staley for her comments, claiming that they might make atheist players, quote, feel unwelcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York State officials are being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that's banned males from competing on female sports teams. A U.S. District Court judge denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The legality of the county's ban will be decided at a later date. Some localities are trying to keep men off women's teams. This is SRN News. Tesla settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer who died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software, the size of the settlement not disclosed. Tennessee's GOP-dominant Senate has unanimously signed off on legislation requiring minors to have parental consent to create social media accounts. The Tennessee Senate approved its version without debate, but they tacked on a last-minute addition to clarify the bill only applied to social media websites. Let's take a look at Monday's book on Wall Street. Here's John Scott.
The Dow was down 11 points today to 38,892. The NASDAQ gained 5 to 16,253. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to 5202. New York oil fell 48 cents to $86.43 per barrel.
More details at srnnews.com.